Welcome to the Women's Power Type Release Process. I'm Jo Martin, the founder of One of Many, and I'll be guiding you through this process. Before we start, though, it's important to understand that this is a meditation. It's best done with your eyes closed. And as such, it's not a good idea to do it whilst you're driving or operating heavy machinery. That said, it's time now to find yourself in a nice, comfortable position. Relax, somewhere where you won't be disturbed, and go ahead and close your eyes. I want you to really start by tuning into your body. Take a deep, cleansing breath. And as you let it go, really let go on a physical level. Feel your body sinking into your lying or seating position and allow tension just to relax away. Take another deep cleansing breath. And as you let it go, allow your thoughts to start to dissipate, as though they were balloons that you were holding on to the strings of. But every time a thought comes up, just let that balloon go and watch it float away into the sky. And take a third cleansing breath. And as you let it go, just let go on an emotional level. There's nothing to hang on to anymore, nothing to fix or change. Because it's time for us to go on a journey of consciousness. As you lie there now, nice and relaxed, I want you to bring to mind the challenge that you would like to let go of, the problem that you have identified for yourself. Whether that be a limiting belief, an overwhelming emotion that you're feeling too much. Whatever it is, whatever your source of limitation is, the thing that's been holding you back, bring it to mind now. And in fact, I want you now to feel it in your body. I want you to feel where is the center of this problem part in your body. Identify with that problem part. Feel where it starts in your body. It might help you to put your right hand on the part of your body where you feel the center of this problem. And as you feel that problem part centered in your body now, I want to ask your unconscious mind a question. And that is, and just guess the answer, how old is that problem part? That's right. Just a guess, right? You may have got an answer that surprised you, but that's fine. So that younger part of you, has created a belief or an emotion, a way of being, a behavioral pattern that was the very best that it could do at the time. And it's time for us to be grateful for that. And now, it's time for us to know that we don't need it anymore. So next, I'm going to ask you to tune in to the power type of the mother. I want you to really now feel that part of you which resonates to the beat of the mother. That part of you deeply connected to nature and the cycles. That nurturing, nourishing, unconditionally accepting, unconditionally loving part of you, your mother power type. Where do you feel the center of your mother in your body? It might help you to put your left hand on the part of your body where you feel the center of your mother power type and feel her energy start to grow and expand from that place. Feel your body start to move in any way it needs to fully embody the mother power type. I wonder, what color does the energy of the mother have for you? Feel your body filling up with that colour. And I want you now to imagine that colour of that absolute unconditional love start to flow between the centre of your mother power type to the little younger part. Have the mother send unconditional love to this part. It doesn't matter what she's been responsible for in the past. It doesn't matter what behaviour she's triggered this younger part. It doesn't matter how much you feel like she may have impacted your life for the negative. Notice that the mother power type sends love, unconditional love to her because she understands the truth of it. That this little younger part of you was doing the very best she could with the resources she had available to her at the time. Allow that energy to flow, that unconditional loving communication between the mother part and that younger part. Accepting that younger part for all that it is. I'd like your unconscious mind now to continue to send that energy while I now speak to your conscious mind and ask you to tune into the Queen power type. As you tune into the Queen power type now, where do you feel her in your body? That part of you which is serene, graceful, all-knowing, that part of you that brings order and structure, that part of you that wants to leave a legacy, that part of you for whom we go to sanction, for permission, for blessing. Where do you feel her in your body? And it may help you to put your left hand on the place in your body where you feel the center of your queen power type. As you do, I'd like to ask you, what color is her energy? What color is the energy of the queen for you? And as you feel that color, I want you to start to move your body if you need to in any way to fully embody the power and the energy of the Queen. And as you feel into that colour, it's time now to establish a connection between that part of you which is the Queen and that part of you, that younger part. As you establish that connection, I want you to allow that younger part to have a conversation with the Queen. Just as in times of old, courtiers and subjects would go to the queen in supplication. They would go to her for her ruling. They would go to her to share of injustices that were occurring in the realm. I want this little younger part of you to tell the queen all about it. Allow her to be heard by the queen. Allow her to share all of the challenges and what's going on. And if you're somewhere where it's safe to do so, you can say it out loud. Or you can say it inside. But don't let anything go unsaid. Let this younger part of you really be heard. Very good. As she finishes her communication, I invite you now to have the Queen send her loving energy towards this younger part of her. Imagine sending the colour of that energy from the centre of your queen into the centre of that younger part. And as you do, I want you to send gratitude. Have the energy of the queen say thank you. Thank you to that younger part. Thank you for holding on to that challenge until it was safe for us to deal with it. Thank you for coming up with such a resourceful way of dealing with it, bearing in mind all that you had. You did a great job. Yes, it may no longer be serving us, but thank you for the work that you did, and thank you for holding on to this problem until this day when we're ready to learn and share and change. And have the energy of that queen as the colour of the queen flows from the centre of your queen to the younger part. Have the queen send her commitment to your younger part, that this will never happen again. That any challenges that she experienced in just this way won't happen again. Not in her realm. That kind of experience, whatever it might be, is not something which is aligned with the vision she has for her realm. That young part is safe and secure. And now that she has shared, that she can feel safe and comfortable. Allow your unconscious mind to continue to send the colour of the queen from that central place to the younger part. And as you do now, I'd like to speak to your conscious mind and ask you to light up your warrioress energy. Where in your body do you feel the warrioress? That part of you that fights for injustice. That dynamic, independent, fun-loving, youthful, athletic energy. That part of you that will fight for what she knows is right. Where do you feel her in your body? It might help you to move your left hand to the place in your body where you feel the center of your warrioress. And as you do, notice what color that warrioress energy is for you. And as you now move your energy into that warrioress area, I want you once more to set up a communication between the warrioress and this younger part. Send the colour of the energy of the warrioress from the centre of warrioress to the centre of the younger part. I want you to send the strength of the warrioress to this part. And as you send the strength of the warrioress to this part, I want you to ask, what would your warrioress teach this younger part? Are there some skills or resources she doesn't have that the warrioress has access to that she can teach this younger part? Have those lessons flow from the warrioress to the younger part, along with the strength and the energy of the warrioress. You may get conscious awareness of those lessons, or you may not, and that's okay too. I want you to lock away those lessons deeply in the unconscious mind so that they can affect your behaviour in the future without you even having to think about it consciously. Very good. As your unconscious now continues to flow the energy of strength and wisdom from the warrioress now to the younger part, it's time to let that go and tune into your lover power type. Tune into that sensual, captivating, sexual, juicy, beauty-bringing part of you. The lover is the part of you that loves you, loves your body, loves others, loves feelings, good and bad. That delicious part of you. Move your body in any way you need to feel the lover power type start to bubble to the surface. And it may help you to move your left hand now to the place in your body where you feel the center of your lover energy. As you place your hand there, feel into this deeply loving, sensually loving part of you that loves life and all experience. And I wonder what colour the lover power type is for you. Tune into her colour. That's it, very good. And I wonder, the lover power type, establish a connection between your lover and this younger part. What resources does the lover have to share with this younger part of you? What would she teach the younger part about the truth of this situation? Allow those lessons, whether they come to you consciously or unconsciously, to flow between the lover and this younger part and lock them away deeply at the unconscious level. Very good. And now continue to send the love, that delicious, juicy love of the lover to this younger part. Feel the love of her body. Feel the love for her place in the world. The delight of the full five senses. Send this delicious, juicy love into the younger part so that she too can know it and feel it about herself. And as you continue to send the colour of that delicious lover energy with your unconscious mind now, continue to flow that energy to the younger part. I want you to shift one final time now and establish a connection with that sorceress part of you. Move your body in whatever way you need to, so that you can tune into your sorceress. And as you feel your connection to sorceress start to expand, allow your sorceress to feel her connection with the divine. In whatever way you represent that to yourself, whether it be God, goddess, source, the universe, your higher self, feel your connection to all that there is as you move into sorceress energy now. Feel where you feel the center of sorceress in your body, and it may help to put your left hand on that area. And as you do, become aware of the colour of the energy of the sorceress in this area. And inside that, the true wisdom of the sorceress. The sorceress knows the truth because of her connection with the divine. What is the real truth under the false beliefs? The real truth underneath those old, uncomfortable emotions? What is the truth about this young self, yourself? What is the truth, the new, powerful belief that the sorceress knows? She can see through the illusion. She can see through any pain. She sees through to the truth and the strength of you. She knows the truth of who you are. She knows the truth of what you're capable of. She knows the truth of why this situation even occurred and why you're here in this moment to discover a new belief, a new feeling about yourself. Allow the sorceress to help you formulate that new belief into a statement. I am, and then fill it in. A belief about your power, a belief about what's possible, a belief about who you are and what you can create in the world, a belief created from freedom and connection to all that there is, without illusion, with nothing in the way, the truth of it. I am. Trust the sorceress as she gives you that powerful new belief. I am. That's it. Very good. Now flow the color of that powerful healing energy of the sorceress. Feel that healing energy of the sorceress passing from beneath your left hand to beneath your right hand into the center of the younger part. That healing energy of the sorceress letting everything go. That healing energy of the sorceress anchoring the center of this new powerful belief into all parts of you now. Very good. Allow the sorceress to continue to flow her healing, her wisdom and her truth. And feel the flow of all five power types now into this little part. The lover, the warrioress, the queen, and the mother, sending all of their resources, all of their love, wisdom, and healing into this younger part of you. And notice that this younger part of you is transforming now from a part which in the past you may have perceived as a weakness or a limitation into perhaps the center of your strength. The very cause of your strength and power. Feel that transformation now starting to expand from beneath that younger part now, feeling the power of these types, filling your whole body, moving up through your body and down through your lower body until the energy of this new power center in you expands beyond your body, fills the entire space in which you find yourself, beyond that space, beyond any building you're contained in, into the space around you, perhaps beyond that now, to fill the entire locale of where you are, beyond that to the whole country, the whole continent, perhaps even beyond that to embrace the whole world in this new power which you have access to now. Feel the center of that energy expand even beyond this earth, expanding now out to fill the entire solar system. Beyond that, feel your energy start to grow and expand to fill the entire universe until you know that you are the universe and the universe is you and you are the light and the light is you. Bring to mind once more that powerful statement of your new belief, I am, and feel the truth of it in this connection to the universe and all that there is. Feel now the thinnest shell of your body start to reform around the light, but you can remain infinite and expanded inside. And as the thinnest shell of your body reforms around the light, I'd like you now to take yourself out to a point 3 months into the future. 3 months into the future, where in the past that old limitation might have hindered you or held you back in some way. But notice now the new resources you have available to you and how you're behaving differently. Notice what you see, hear, or feel 3 months in the future. What makes sense that you're doing things differently here 3 months in the future as a result of these new lessons and understandings? Very good. And now take yourself out to 6 months into the future. 6 months from now, notice how things have snowballed and that the powerful statement of new belief has now become a fully, deeply integrated part of who you are. Notice now what you're achieving, who you're spending time with, and how they've noticed that you've changed dramatically in these last 6 months. What are you doing 6 months in the future as a result of the changes you made 6 months ago? And how good does that feel? Very good. And finally, now step out to 12 months from today. Taking with you all of the lessons, the wisdom, the insight, the truth, and the love. Knowing yourself deeply at the unconscious level, out at the 12-month mark, what are you doing differently? Perhaps find yourself in a situation where in the past you may have responded with that old limiting belief, limiting behavior, limiting emotion. But now, with a full 12 months of consolidation, growth, acceptance, love, and wisdom under your belt in this arena, look at who you've become. Look at how you're responding so differently. Look at what actions you're taking and how those around you respond powerfully to you because of how you show up in the world. Notice how good that feels. Hear the words of congratulations and see the results that you're creating because of this shift into who you really are. Very good. Choose this future for yourself now. Choose this future for yourself now. And having chosen that future for yourself, come all the way back into the here, into the now, becoming present to your body, starting by wriggling your fingers and your toes, stretching in whatever way feels comfortable for you. Have a yawn. Open your eyes and see the world wonderfully refreshed with a new perspective. Wide, wide awake.